You're on Hallam FM. What's your name?
Ben.
Ben. Right. Welcome to the show, Ben.
Just like to talk about underrated and overrated bands. It were a few weeks of back, I think they call.
Okay, fair enough. Let's hear them.
I just think that underrated bands are Lamb, Jack Johnson, and...
No, why would I care about underrated bands?
Well, because they should just get more...
Yeah, but if there's an underrated band, then it's not a band I've ever heard of.
Fair enough.
So why should I care about a band I've never heard of?
Oh,
right. No, you see, you've got to think it through. Overrated bands, now that I'm interested in, because that's someone that I've heard of, that I may have been misled about, right? Underrated bands, I'm not interested in.
Okay.
You see, no one's interested in underrated bands. Underrated bands are underrated.
Fair enough.
You see, I mean, that people's interest in underrated bands, I think, to be honest, you know, it's something that shouldn't be rated at all.
Okay, shall I give you a list of overrated bands?
Overrated bands I'm interested in, yeah.
Okay, well, Busted.
Busted?
McFly, they're both the same, basically.
Busted and McFly? Right.
Like, just quite a lot of nowadays dance music, which is not very talented, but I think underrated bands are where that should be given more credit and should be noticed by people like you.
People like me?
Well, yeah, anyone that hasn't heard of them should.
Why?
Well... Because it's like hidden treasure.
Hidden treasure?
Yeah.
Right, so you think I should notice bands that I'm not interested in?
Well, once you find them, you will be interested in, because you'll realise they're a lot better than the overrated band.
What?
Because, like, the people that write their own songs, which is more about what they believe in, instead of songs that are just written for them.
So, why on earth do you think that they're better when they clearly don't make as much money? Why do you think it's better for someone to write their own songs and perform those songs when you could have a team of experts who write a song and then a team of experts who perform the song, both of them experts in their own field, therefore putting on a better performance?
Well, because the underrated bands, people that aren't really all bothered about the money they make and aren't just doing it for that.
Let me explain something to you. Right. First of all, if, for example, Busted have a bit of assistance in writing their song, or if McFly have a bit of assistance in writing a song, right, that song has been written by a team of experts, right, and then Busted get on the stage and they perform, and then you get the best of both worlds.
Why don't just the experts sing it for themselves and they're writing their own songs?
Ah, now that's where you're wrong, Sweet Cheeks, because no matter what band you like, unfortunately, they will have an image, and that image will have been tailor-made to attract people like yourself. You see, you're the one who's under the illusion, not the people who like pop music. This is what frustrates me about this idea. You're talking to me about underrated bands. The people who are caught in the mind trap are people like yourself, because you think that by liking a band that everybody else doesn't really like, that in some way marks you out as different, slightly more intelligent, blah-de-blah-de-blah. The truth of the matter is you don't like quality entertainment. You're afraid of it because it's successful.
Well, no, I don't think it should be successful.
Why? Why don't you think successful bands should be... why don't you think successful bands should be successful?
Because media can just make you love them or hate them.
Nonsense! Like, listen, what's happened to you is you have been told who to like and who not to like. Whatever bands you found out about... No, love, you whatever bands you found out about, you've been told by specific, heavily targeted media outlets which bands you should like because they're cool, you've been told to like them, and you've responded accordingly. You, unfortunately, are behaving just like the fat cattle that like things they're told to like all the time. You're falling into the same trap. That's the problem. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. You're looking at everybody. You're looking at a load of cows in another field, pointing and going, looking, oh, look at those cows. They're not in my cool field. And the other cows are looking over at you, going, you're all like fat cattle, looking at each other, pointing at each other, going, oh, look, they're better off than others. And the only reason you think it is because someone has told you to think it.
Well, I just think.
No, you don't think. That's my point. No, that's my point. You don't think. This is the problem with fashion followers. You don't think. Right? What I'm telling you is that the sort of music that you like, you have been told to like. Give me a list of underrated bands then, love. Let me hear it.
Tom Bax, Damien Rice. Well, no, not so Damien Rice. Jack Johnson, Jason Mraz. Yeah, Damien Rice.
Right. And these are all bands you've been told to like by media outlets, yeah?
find a document.
Shut up! Listen to me. I'm trying to free you here. Listen, you pick up a copy of the NME, you will see those names in the NME. Right? You have been programmed by other media outlets to like those bands. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? I'm offering you freedom from this, right? I'm the only person who's not trying to tell you what sort of music to like. I'm reaching in and saying you need to start thinking for yourself and you stop playing this little game that they're trying to make you play in order to boost record sales. That's all it is. It's a big capitalist game. You're caught up in the middle of it. You go in one side of the factory, you come out the other side of the factory looking different. That's all that's happening to you.
It's the media that make people like...
I can't stand that argument. It's the media. Like, the media does everything. You've gone quiet.
You're a bit harsh on him, I think.
Well, yes, but... I recognise myself in him.
Oh, it was that you as a child?
Yes.
Right.
Caught in this little bloody media mind trap.
And you are, of course, are beyond that, above that.
Well, I hope I am now, probably aren't. But, you know, back in the old days, are the Bay City Rollers better than Slipknot or whatever? I don't know. Do you know what I mean? I can't think of the names of pop bands anymore. I've grown way out of that.
I don't think Slipknot and Bay City Rollers have any kind of rivalry.
Oh, I take that better than E17. It's all irrelevant. Doesn't mean anything. People seem to think it means something when it doesn't. It's so frustrating.
What means something to you?
What means something to me?
Yeah. Musically. If that means musically, what means something to you?
Right. Me.
Mm-hmm.
My guitar. I play the. I'm the greatest living musician.
Really.
Let me tell you something, right? If you're looking for real music that'll mark you out as an individual, you wouldn't go far wrong in looking into my new album, which has just been released. Details on the website. And it's basically folk music with a bit of drum bass stuff on the top.
I'd call it progressive rock.
Yeah, I would, but I don't think that's fair to label the art that I've created.
You don't want to pigeonhole it.
No, I don't want to pigeonhole it. I don't want to pigeonhole it. But you know, the point I was making to him is that this radio show is not telling you what to like. All right, it's not trying to advertise it. It's not trying to put anything across. It's just a free-for-all, people ring in, we have intelligent thought and stuff like that, and then it gets interrupted by these, you know, he's been programmed by a media outlet, other people have been everyone's getting programmed by all these media outlets, and it's such a shame. But if you log on, I'll tell you another great thing, if you log on to the Hallam FM website, there's a link that'll take you straight to a place where you can buy my album. So, you know, quite cheap as well, particularly if you buy it over the net. Anyway, let's get back to the call, shall we? Enough about me.